African. He's all night. He's going great against us. Good at centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to hour number two of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, the special edition. Of course, I'll be joined by my all-star. I'm talking about my right hand, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez, coming to us live from Hillsborough, California. Folks, if you know anything about Hillsborough, it's not the hood. And just put it to you that way. We've got open phone lines. You want to talk some sports? Yeah, we can do that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Jared Goff looking good as he, of course, the heir apparent to the quarterback position for the L.A. Rams, the Los Angeles Rams. The coach, Fisher, says he's not ready just quite yet, so don't be surprised if he doesn't start until, like, game four or five. But straight up, he's looking good working out down there with the Rams. Open phone lines once again, coast-to-coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The U.S. Open, how about the Irishman? Shane Lowry, can he hang on? Well, Jordan Spieth has been choking. Rory McIlroy bowed out. The bottom line is not looking good for any of the top-line American players. We have open phone lines, but straight up, you don't have to do the phone thing. You can call us via Twitter. That's right. Do us a Twitter thing, at Taco Man Radio. That's at Taco Man Radio. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And get this. I want to give some props out to a couple of baseball stars a little bit later in the show. One's batting 378. The other one's batting 428. He only got one arm. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny talking to his all-stars live from the West Coast, the West Coast. San Francisco, California.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Ichiro to right field and into the corner. Stanton around second, headed for third. Kemp picks it off the wall. And Ichiro with two hits now. 4,257. And it's a line drive double.
Should it matter that he got 1,200 hits in the Japanese league? Should we call that Major League Baseball? Let's talk about that. 1-800-878-PLAYERS. 1-800-878-7529. Before we go to Cadwallader, and of course Cadwallader is going to expand on anything Cadwallader wants to do because this is his segment of the show, and his mother says that this is really his show. So straight up Cadwallader in just a second. But before we go to Cadwallader in Hillsborough, California, Mike Trout is probably the once-in-a-generation player right now that's playing baseball. No doubt about it for the California Angels. But yet, the Angels, they sort of have the Siddham's touch. Remember the Midas touch where everything you touch turns to gold? Well, in the Siddham's touch, which is Midas spelled backwards, everything turns to spit, but with an H. And that seems to be what's happening with the L.A. Clippers and the L.A. Angels. Just can't seem to turn that corner. Straight up, of course, the Rams looking to come back with Jared Goff in the L.A. area. The Lakers looking to do things with a new coach. Of course, Luke Walton is straight up. Things looking good for everybody in L.A., but probably the Clippers and the Angels. Now let's go from the Clippers and the Angels to my man, Cadwallader Jimenez. Cadwallader, you're a smorgasbord of sports. Take it away.
All right, let's start off with Ichiro first. It's amazing the fact that he's got the 4,257 and counting hits. He's at 2980 in MLB. But I think you were right. Pete Rose is right. The hits that he's accrued in Japan, we can't really even begin to count those in terms of calling Ichiro the all-time hit king. We're not going to go and call Sadaharu Oh the all-time home runs king, especially since he didn't hit any of them in MLB. But that's nothing to take away from Ichiro. Ichiro is probably the greatest just pure hitter of this generation. He's probably going to go down as one of the greatest pure hitters of all time. The unfortunate thing is the process with getting these players from Japan over to MLB, it prevented him from coming over here until he was 27 already, which is, you know, already in the guy's prime. He didn't get a chance to kind of grow up in MLB like a lot of these players do now. And in his first year, what did he do? He hit 350, stole 65 bases, won Rookie of the Year, and the MVP. So to say Ichiro was ready for MLB pitching by the time he got here is a vast understatement.
Question, if the Major League Baseball wants to recognize what he did in the Japanese League, do they recognize what Negroes like Satchel Paige did in the Negro Leagues?
Yeah, they would have to do that, and you'd have to almost even consider minor league stats for guys because that's just – obviously, Japan Professional League is going to be a tick above minor league baseball here. But for comparison and argument's sake, they're around the same plane. You can kind of call – they're almost level. So it gets into a really blurry line for argument and discussion and statistical, all that kind of sakes to even consider his hits, adding them to what he's done in MLB.
Interesting. Somebody sent me a quick text here on my cell phone. If the Warriors choke, they don't win tomorrow. Of course, that means they couldn't win in three games. They were up 3-1. They couldn't win in three games. Is that the biggest choke of the year? Consider that a choke, or is it like Jordan Spieth a choke, or is this the fact that they're being outplayed, simple as that?
the Warriors are getting outplayed. Obviously, it is going to be a choke job, just like it was a choke job by OKC. The only difference is the Warriors had home court advantage here in the finals, and OKC didn't. So there's a slight difference there. Obviously, the two teams, OKC losing to the Warriors and the Warriors possibly losing to the Cavs, the quality of those teams are above and beyond everybody else in the basketball right now, but you've got to consider it a bit of a choke job. Absolutely. I don't know. I think it might even trump Jordan Spieth's for a Sunday disaster at the Masters this year. I know earlier in the year, I think maybe shortly after, you said Spieth was going to be the greatest choke job of 2016. It's entirely possible that the Warriors upstage Jordan Spieth there, who, by the way, didn't even make the cut of the U.S. Open this weekend.
It's pretty sad. But let's shift gears. Let's talk about soccer. Of course, you talked earlier about the Copa America. Talk to me about Copa America. There's people out there all across the country. They don't know what Copa America is. Fill them in.
All right, so Copa America is a tournament that happens every few years. Traditionally, it's only South America, the South American teams, which is the CONMEBOL Federation, with a few teams from CONCACAF, which is North Central and the Caribbean. This year, though, it's the 100th anniversary of the first Copa America. So they decided, hey, you know what? Let's host it in the U.S. So the U.S. gets to host it, and since they're hosting it, they get to go in. And like I said earlier, they've made the semifinals. I don't want to say against all odds, but they've surprised me a bit. They've made the semifinals. They beat Ecuador 2-1 on Thursday, and they're going to be playing Argentina, who beat Venezuela 4-1 on Saturday. It's going to be fun. Lionel Messi, probably the best player in the world. As much as I love Cristiano Ronaldo, Leo Messi's still the best player. Argentina's clicking. It's fantastic. And, you know, you mentioned there's a strong Hispanic community where you live, and they've been cheering a lot. That's because Mexico was on a 20-game unbeaten streak until tonight at Levi's Stadium. I think it's entirely possible that by the time I'm done telling you this score, I'm going to have a joke for you, because I got to step in and have a little bit of something since Zach Attack's not here. Okay. Chile beat Mexico 7-0 in a soccer game. They won 7-0. And I'm right now, what is 11:18 Pacific time on Saturday, June 18th, I am going to put the 49ers on notice that Chile may have scored more points at Levi Stadium than the Niners do this season. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's in the whole season. All right, let's talk about FIFA for a second. Of course, you know, the World Cup and all the scandals and the fact that my buddy Blatter, of course, Seth Blatter, stole $80 million in 5 years, something like that. Is there any indications that the actual World Cup was ever rigged?
There have been some reports that there were payments, and obviously everything surrounding Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to pronounce it, it was already in question before there was any proof and arrests made. Like, wait, really? A country that has minimal soccer infrastructure is going to have a team, because every host team automatically gets a berth into the World Cup. Mm-hmm. So a team with minimal soccer infrastructure in terms of players and leagues are going to have a team represented in the World Cup. Okay, that's problem one. Problem two, yeah, they have no soccer infrastructure in terms of stadiums. So yeah, let's host the world's biggest soccer event in that country in 110-degree weather. So they're moving it to the winter, and it's just one thing after another with FIFA. I'm surprised they haven't yet done anything in terms of even beginning to get the process rolling with moving it from Qatar in 2022. You've got them kind of taking advantage of migrant workers from the rest of the Middle East and surrounding areas. You've got the weather issue. So you're already moving. Summer every 4 years is synonymous with the World Cup. So now you're moving the tournament to the winter. It's going to be really weird. And I wouldn't surprise me if something comes up in the next year, or even until the next World Cup in 2018 in Russia, if something were to come up saying, oh, yeah, you know, we finally found a chain of money and payments and all that, and Qatar was indeed bought off, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
You know, what's really surprising about this fact is the fact that, you know, soccer is big over there, but they tell me there's like two or three people dying a week over there putting those stadiums together. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to say OSHA, but you know, obviously where we are
Cal OSHA.
Cal OSHA, where we are in the United States, there's the infrastructure to build these state kind of stadiums, and there's a safety thing. Obviously, there's an unfortunate death anytime a stadium is made, somebody falling or a beam collapsing. I think a worker died in an elevator shaft when they were building Levi's, but to have one or two people dying on it. Jeez, for somebody to be dying one or two days on a daily basis, just it really shows the I think blatant disregard for human life on behalf of the Qatar Soccer Federation, which honestly I didn't even know existed until they got the World Cup. They just want it's all about the money. It clearly is about the money. Obviously there's no proof, so I don't want to say they bought this World Cup, but it sure looks like they did. They're all about the money. They're going to pay these, like I said, these migrant workers from different countries being promised, you know, honest wages, honest hours, and they're getting none of it.
They're dying.
They're dying. Yeah. So let alone are they're not being able to send money home. They're not being paid the way they should. They're working 12 plus hours a day. They're not, their visas are getting all kinds of weird paperwork. So they're not even able to leave and go back home. It's kind of slave work and they're dying. So it's really unfortunate what's happening over there.
All in the world of soccer, folks, and FIFA, the World Cup. 1-800-878-PLAY. Next up will be the man from Plays by J. Plays by J-A-Y. We'll talk about Charles J. We'll talk some numbers with him. We've got open phone lines. Coast to coast, if you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. Cadwaller will be back in a bit. Straight up, Charles J. next here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Can I keep going? iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Can I keep going? CRN2. But the bottom line is, this is Sports Byline live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline studio.
Dempsey finds the open man in the box. Wood holding. Plays it back. Jones up there. The header. Goal! Dempsey!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Works for me.
In on the streets again. Yeah, you think you're in a cookie, baby. You better find yourself a friend. My friend, it's something I love.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And a foul on Curry, and Curry's going to get it with a technical. He throws his mouthpiece after fouling out of the game.
And it hit a fan, Mike.
Steph Curry apologizes to the fan, but lost his temper. First time he's fouled out since December 2013.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If I get out of here, let me cry by myself.
According to TicketCity.com, you get tickets to Game 7 of the Golden State Warriors for $48. So I clicked on it. Guess what? They're parking passes. Parking passes for $48, not tickets. The cheapest ticket on TicketCity.com is $812, and it is Section 212. There's three tickets available at $812 a ticket. Now, the man that knows something about numbers is the man from PlaysByJAY.com. We'll talk about Mr. Charles. Hey, Charlie, how's life treating you, buddy?
How are you?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
I know that one thing I know about numbers is that I would rather pay zero and watch it on ABC. But, listen, that's just me. You would pay, you're a roller, you'd pay the 812, wouldn't you?
I haven't bought. I haven't paid for a live sports ticket in the last 25 years.
Really?
I haven't. Everything I get is either a credential or I get juice or I know somebody or something like that. I'm not paying to get into events. I don't pay to get into concerts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to have juice, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Tower of Power, they give those tickets away, don't they?
Tower of Power is coming to buy. Believe it or not, they'll be here in Pleasanton, California on the 23rd of this month, June 23rd. Tower of Power is there. Tomorrow, Eric Burdon and the Animals, of course. The UK Hall of Famer, voted one of the greatest voices in rock and roll history by Rolling Stone magazine. And later this week, I'm going to go see B.J. Thomas. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Raindrops. Okay, get it. And I'm not going to sing.
Yeah, well, you remember the one time I sang on the radio to Carmen Basile, the former world welterweight champion and middleweight champion? You know what he said to me? Hey, kid, what did you do with the money? I said, what money are you talking about? The money your mother gave your singing lessons. Anyway, Charlie, what are we doing with this game, Charlie? 5 points. I think the momentum's all Cleveland's way. I think Dominic feels the same way. Does Golden State have a prayer here except for the fact that they're playing at home?
Does Golden State have a prayer? They're a 5-point favorite. They're you could lay 2-1 on the money line with them. If the Cleveland was the team that had the advantage, the clear advantage, I think that everybody would load up on Cleveland. Now, granted, the other home games for Golden State, they've been 6.5-7 in this series. So there obviously is a loss of some faith on the part of the wagering public here as a 5-point favorite. Hey, I think if you still believe in the Warriors, you've got value here. And is there momentum? Well, let's take a look at these two games. They certainly got off to horrible starts in both games. And they're a little banged up right now because it is apparent that the knee is taking a little bit of a toll on Steph Curry and that Andre Iguodala has back problems, which are bothering him. They have not had figured out a way to really contain LeBron to the point where he isn't making all the difference practically in these games. He's got 40 points in back-to-back games, 41 points in back-to-back games, and Bogut's out, which I think it may be more significant than perhaps I was figuring in there But I think he was the guy that was blocking one shot every 7 minutes or every 6 minutes or something like that. And certainly a guy like him is pretty good to have around the rim when he's in the game. He just wasn't playing all that much. But certainly there are a lot of things going for Cleveland right now. But we have a seventh game in Oakland. You got a team that's 50-4 straight up at home.
Momentum. I think momentum.
Yeah, well, what about the momentum that Golden State was supposedly had after the first two blowout wins of the series? I mean, you know, you can twist and spin that momentum argument any way you want, but it looks at the moment as if I'm going to lay the points with Golden State. So I just don't. I believe this, and. This is what I'm saying is I've seen what's gone on with Cleveland over these last two games. And quite obviously LeBron has come to the, I guess at some point came to the decision that he had to take more and more on his shoulders, just as he did in last year's finals, if you remember, when they didn't have Kyrie Irving. Well, I think that, you know, if you look at, you've got a big three here, right? Well, one of the big three, Kevin Love, has been rather – well, he's been a detriment. I would say he's rather useless. He's been kind of a detriment to this team.
They started a petition in Cleveland to get him traded or to pay him not to play or something like that.
Well, he just doesn't match up very well in this series because he's a defensive liability, and also he's not forceful enough near the hoop, which you would hope – to get out of a 6'11 power forward. They are, I think, on the negative side with him on the floor. And he's had two field goals in the last two games, so he's probably not going to play all that much on Sunday night. Here's the big surprise, okay, is that, and I know that you're out there in that area, and so you hear a lot about the so-called death lineup for the Warriors, which is Curry and Thompson in the backcourt, Iguodala and Barnes with Draymond Green up front. And they have really been, you know, huge all season long. This is a lineup that has outscored the opponent by 47 points per 100 possessions this season in the regular season. Right now, they are at a minus 14 per 100 possessions in this series against Cleveland, and they were outscored 27-9 in the last game. So perhaps there is something to the argument that Cleveland is figuring them out a little bit. But I went into this thing looking at matchup advantages on the part of Golden State, and I'm not going to abandon them now.
Good enough. Steve Kerr said that Iguodala is going to play tomorrow.
Oh, he is going to play.
He's going to play tomorrow.
Supposedly, he was watching the Sopranos finale in order to relax himself to get ready for this game. I'm not sure what that effect that is going to have directly on what he's going to do, but hey, you know. Yeah, can I feed you another real surprise here?
Go.
Go. Oh, okay. The perception is, on the part of everybody coming into the series, is that Golden State was going to be the team that was going to succeed playing fast, while Cleveland was a little bit more of the deliberate set-it-up-in-the-half-court team. Cleveland's been getting shots off early in the shot clock a lot more often in this series than they have in previous series. And if you look at, and of course, as you know, the Warriors, they have the ball movement, obviously, but they also take a lot of threes, and sometimes, you know, they do that early in the shot clock, but in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock, Cleveland is almost 58% in the series, while Golden State is under 43%. That's a key stat, because I don't think Golden State was expecting that Cleveland would want to step up the pace in this series, but they've also had a big edge in fast break points. And I don't think anybody would have thought that way. Cleveland's had 97 fast break points in the series, while Golden State's had 59. That's a big figure right there.
True, no doubt about it. We're talking with Charles Day, of course, the man from PlaysByJAY.com. No team has ever went up 3-1 and lost a seven-game series. And, you know, what teams have come the closest?
You're asking me?
Yeah, you're the man.
I, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay. I thought that would pop some light bulb off in your head right away. All right, here's what's up. Now, the Olympics. Let's talk about this for a second. I got about a minute before the break. Why should professional athletes play in the Olympics when the Olympics was all about amateur athletes from day one?
I don't know. Good question. It's commercialism, as you know, is part of it. I think, and are you talking about any sport in particular?
Well, I'm thinking about Vladimir Klitschko trying to box in the Olympics, of course, the 1996 Olympic gold medals, going to take on a kid from San Francisco that won the Golden Gloves for the gold medal. That doesn't sound fair to me.
You know that they've blurred the line between professional and amateur boxing already with the World Series of Boxing, in which they're compensating amateurs to compete. And so they are, in effect, professionals. But, And the U.S., it would be at a natural disadvantage, wouldn't they, by keeping amateurs in while other countries were playing the professionals. But it's been like that a long time.
We know it has. That's the amateur game. The amateur game, of course, the Russians have had pros in the amateur game since day one. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Johnny Talking is All-Stars, live from San Francisco and the West Coast.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
We don't care about anything. It's a brand new day tomorrow. We go, hey, yeah.
Geico presents the Shazam 15. Featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15. Brought to you by Geico. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Thompson left wide open and cans the three. Draymond Green with the deflection. Here's Thompson. Finds Livingston. And the finish. Green hits a three. Thompson gets past Jefferson. Out to Green. Tries another three. Puts it in.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I usually don't want to go here, but I'm going to go there anyway. Being an ex-cop, I've seen what guns have done. Of course, down there in Orlando, Florida, and of course, Charles J. is from Florida as well. Somebody took the lives of 49 people this week, a guy that was on the terrorist watch list. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Congress in this country, the Republicans in this country, allowed, they wouldn't let that gun control bill go through last year, so they allowed people on the terrorist watch list to buy AR-15s. You got to be kidding me. Charlie, is that for real or what? Being able to buy an AR-15 and be on the terrorist watch list?
Was that the case?
Or that was the case.
He passed the background test, didn't he?
They didn't even do a background test on him.
Yes, they did a background check on him. They did it.
Well, the FBI should have been all in, up and up in that guy's butt like a colonoscopy.
The owner of the gun shop had a press conference where he explained very painstakingly throughout the whole process what happened with that. Because obviously, they want to blame gun shop owners for selling. Well, he was just going by whatever was in the law.
My question to you, and I'll leave it with this. Why should anybody in this country be able to buy body armor?
That's a good question. I mean, body armor is one thing. When you talk about the assault weapons, that's another issue. And, you can't go into a used car lot and buy a tank, that's fully loaded. There's weaponry there. So there's some place, I guess, you'd have to draw the line, isn't there? I suppose.
Good point. All right. Now, before we get back to the numbers, this Zika virus seems to be scaring guys away from the Olympics. Guys are freezing their sperms when guys aren't going. Of course, Steph Curry says his knees bother him, so he's not going down there. If I had the opportunity to go to Brazil, I would pass. Would you go?
Well, it would depend on what kind of event I was in, maybe. But generally, you're talking about some athletes that have worked their whole lives to get there, so it's kind of hard to put myself in that position.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, you go down there and risk losing your life or risking coming back. That Zika virus, have you seen where those babies are being born with little shrunken heads?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord, that's nasty.
It's horrible.
Hey, the country of Ecuador is telling people to put off having kids for a couple of years, and that's a Catholic country.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of denial there on the part of the Olympic Committee and part of the Brazilian Olympic Committee. And so, you have what you have. Remember, these countries, how many years do they prepare for this stuff? How much do they have to spend? There's a lot on the line there, right?
They're going bankrupt on this one. I got to ask you a question. I talked earlier about the L.A. Angels and the L.A. Clippers having the Sidhams touch, meaning everything they touch turns to spit with an H. Of course, I'm talking about the opposite of the Midas touch, where everything you touch turns to gold. Why is it the Angels, even though they've got this big star on Mike Trout, why is it they can't build a team around him that can contend?
Well, they have contended in the past.
But they have, but they're not. They haven't won a World Series since 2001.
A lot of teams haven't won a World Series in a lot longer than that.
But they're spending the money on the personnel, aren't they?
Well, they have spent money on offensive personnel, yes, and I guess some pitching help. But it's not. In baseball, I think that we are looking at. And this could take – we could take five shows with this kind of topic. I think the baseball world is being turned upside down a lot by metrics. And what I mean by that for people who aren't that familiar with it is I just think that there is now a complete – we're in the process of a complete transition over to very sophisticated way to weight these players. And it's not all about home runs, RBIs, and batting average anymore, or one-loss records for pitchers. There's so much involved, and there are these MBAs. And I don't mean the basketball league either, okay? There are MBAs in every major league office now who really go over these. Now, this is a numbers game now. And so it's not always the guys who seemingly are the best players out on the field who are going to get it done. They are the players who bring the most to the table in terms of the categories that carry value by way of these metrics. Did I explain that correctly? I think so.
I think I sort of got that. Looking at baseball right now, I'm excited. The Giants are off and rolling. They're really hot. Of course, they're on top of the Western Division, the hottest team in baseball in the minds of most people, but. I'm sort of spoiled. I mean, we win a World Series every other year. Sort of, it's gotten old hat. Sort of like when the Niners were kicking ass in the 80s. You remember that?
Yes. And obviously these are by the way, I think I saw somewhere tonight, didn't Lincecum win?
I was going to bring that up. Tim Lincecum came back. He won 7-1, I believe, over in Oakland against the Oakland A's. But he came back. I think he pitched six innings. Of course, Dominic, was that six innings he went?
Yeah, he went six innings and gave up one run, one walk, two strikeouts. So it was very economical of Tim Lincecum.
No, but he got through those first two innings. Isn't that where he has all his problems, Dominic, in the first two innings?
Yeah, oddly enough, he does have a slow start the first time through the lineup. Usually it's the second or third that causes pitcher's problems.
Okay. And Charles J., of course, he's back on the medical marijuana. Maybe that's why he's winning again.
We'll see how long he wins. I mean, you know, there's one thing about these pitchers that are power pitchers, as Lincecum has been earlier in his career, and they have slight builds. They do wear down, and there are very few exceptions to that. Of course, the exceptions to that are some of the guys that have become some of the greatest pitchers, but, you know, Lincecum, as you've seen him wear it down over the years. And you've seen great performances out of him. I believe last year he threw a no-hitter, right? And he looked almost invincible at home for San Francisco at one point. And then, you know, but he was getting crushed on the road. And he had another, you know, not an awful season, but, you know, when you're over 4 in your ERA, you're not setting the world on fire. And he has not been below 4 since 2011. And of course, that was not even a year he was sixth in the Cy Young Award voting. But remember that the back-to-back Cy Youngs were in his second and third year.
Okay, Mark the Bird Fidrich was sort of built like him. He burnt out early, but Ron Guidry was built like him, and Ron Guidry was able to make it a long time.
Not that long a time. I mean, Guidry didn't have a whole lot of career wins. I mean, but I was looking at, you know, and sometimes these guys come back. Scott Kazmir is a pretty good example of that. You know, how he came back to a certain level after everybody had written him off, and he was a real little guy. And, you know, here was a guy who had started the All-Star game at one point when he was pitching with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, you know, and he was a power pitcher. He was the guy who struck out guys, and then, you know, he kind of went into his own little tailspin where nobody really wanted him. And then he came back, and now, you know, he's not having a sensational year for the Dodgers this season. But if you remember a couple of years ago, he was excellent when he was pitching with the Oakland Athletics. Charlie, in the American League, and he got traded.
Okay. Latest headline, of course, coming out of Notre Dame, wide receiver Corey Robinson, the son of NBA Hall of Famer David Robinson. He has passed on football. Says he's had too many concussions. Now, he's passed on football. He's recognized this early. He was set for the NFL, no doubt about it, as a wide receiver. Are you surprised that more and more guys are coming out now and saying, look, I'm getting out?
I don't think so. I think that guys place certain value on certain things. There was a lineman for the Niners that quit before last season too, right? What was his name?
Chris Borland. A guy,
huh?
Chris Borland.
In the prime of his career, well, no, there was another guy. Now he was a linebacker. I'm talking about an offensive lineman.
Anthony Davis. Sorry.
Right. Okay. You know why? Well, it was hazardous to his health. You know, and so. There you have it. No, I'm not altogether surprised. He doesn't need the money either, the kid, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Didn't the father make a few bucks in the NBA? I think so.
In 50 years from now, will there be an NFL?
There will be an NFL. What I think there's going to be in 50 years is a configuration in college football that is much like the NFL. And because I do believe that there are going to be schools who basically are not going to be interested in following NCAA rules anymore, including not paying players directly. And I think that you're going to get – I figured this out, actually. I wrote this all out one day. I think you're going to get maybe 30 or 40 schools who are generally considered to be contending schools. I mean, contention for the top 20, the top 25 every year. And one of these networks is going to approach them and say, look, we're going to give you a massive television contract. You're going to operate like the NFL. You're going to have eight divisions or whatever. And we're going to have a real playoff for a national champion, you know, that comprises eight teams maybe. And it's going to be too appetizing for these teams, and they're basically going to leave the NCAA for the sake of football. And, again, if the NCAA has anything to say about it, we're going to pull all our teams out then if you don't like it. And I think that they're going to separate the teams that are, I hate to use this term, but really serious about football from those who don't really have a chance to win national championships. And what I mean is the teams that are outside those power conferences largely. But you're going to see the elite teams from these big conferences, and I think they're all going to get together, and it's going to be more money for them, and they're not going to be allowed to play Youngstown State or Coastal Carolina or Cal Poly. They're only going to be able to play the other teams in the league. And so you're going to see true national champions at that point. Will it be 50 years from now? I think it'll be 20 years from now.
What's going on with the Baylor coach? There's some controversy around the Baylor coach. Last question for you.
Last I knew that he was fired. I mean, he had been suspended with, I guess, the intention or possibility of being fired. There was the chance he was coming back. There was an unbelievable howl over that because of the lack of institutional control within the football program. And I guess he has now been fired and is talking about a lawsuit. Why doesn't anybody talk about the accountability here, in terms of what they did and did not do when recruiting some of these players? Now, you know, and I know, and Dominic knows, that some of these guys, you know, are bad eggs coming out of school. You know that. And if you did enough due diligence, you would find that out. Now, while the NFL does a certain amount of it, and an extensive amount of it, I must say, I wonder if the colleges are doing it, and if they are doing it, whether they are ignoring what they want to ignore.
Good point.
Because remember, in colleges, these scholarships are one-year renewable, so if a guy isn't too much of a pain in the ass, you can get rid of him.
Let me say one thing before I let you go. One name, Aaron Hernandez. Got to run, Charles A. Plays by Jay. Big spread tomorrow morning on the website regarding the Game 7 or what?
Oh, yeah, we'll have our play on there.
PlaysByJAY.com, of course, the website of the genius himself, Mr. Charles J. When we come back, Mr. Cadwalader. We'll talk about Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Will tell me something I don't know. We'll close things out here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Live from the city by the bay with a B, San Francisco, California. I am the man, Johnny Taco. Myself, Cadwalader. Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez back here at the Sports Byline Studio right after this.
Is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah. Looking at tomorrow's baseball schedule, thinking back today's baseball schedule, San Francisco at Tampa Bay. San Francisco going with Matt Cain, 1-5 with a 5.34 ERA. Wow. Wow. Is Matt Cain ever going to get his groove back, Dominic?
I think he will. He was starting to pitch well before he had his latest hamstring injury. I think Matt Cain is going to be okay if he can stay healthy the rest of the year.
Aren't hamstring injuries an indication that guys are getting old?
Yeah, and, you know, there are a lot of miles on Matt Cain's body, absolutely. But, you know, he hadn't pitched in over a year before he worked his way back into the rotation this year. So I think once he gets his legs under him and he's feeling good with his body, I think he'll never be the Matt Cain of old, you know, the perfect game ERA in the mid to high twos that we used to know and love here in San Francisco. But I think he can be a very dependable back of the rotation guy once he's back into the groove of everything.
Wow, of course, we're talking about the San Francisco Giants destined to become World Series champions again. Because they just got this role. And, of course, Bruce Bochy, a guy that if you look at him and hear him when he talks, you think he's not the smartest guy on the planet, but actually he's like Einstein of baseball. I mean, I should have asked Charles Jay about this, but the Giants have got to look pretty good for winning this World Series as far as Las Vegas is concerned right now.
Yeah, they've got to look good, and there's injuries too, and so you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, there's rumors that they've had preliminary discussions with the Brewers to bring in a guy like Ryan Braun, who's obviously he would change the entire dynamic of that lineup. You got another power bat, and then once Hunter Pence gets healthy, if he's good to go down the stretch, that's another bat you'd be adding. So it's almost like trading for a guy in September if he can come back healthy. So there's a lot of positives for the Giants. They've won 7 in a row. Their lead is up to 7 games, and it's in a way it's kind of quiet because it's not a whole lot of hubbub about them right now.
Of course, the Giants will complete their series with Tampa Bay today in Tampa Bay. Then they'll go to the Philadelphia, take them back Pittsburgh for 4 games. Then they're coming home with the Phillies for 3 games, and Oakland's in town for 4 games. The Bay Bridge Series, always a big, you know, a big event here.
Yeah, no matter how poorly or great or well both teams are playing, it's always good baseball.
Good enough. Can you tell me something in 10 seconds I don't know?
Gordie Howe actually has lost the most Stanley Cups in history. He lost 7 of them.
That's a cold shot. Dominic Jimenez, I love you. Have a good week. Zach will be back next week.
Yep, I'll get my IT guy down there. He'll be good.
Good enough. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, live from Hillsborough, California. I am the Taco Man, live from the Sports Byline Studio in the City by the Bay. The man on the other side of the glass is the great Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Byline.